is alleged that Police General Shadrach Sabir is so close to Tender King Mr. Pussycat Chairman Meow Vusi Musi Cat Matlala that he was given 20 impalas as a gift. In South Africa, we're so corrupt. When we ask for megabucks, we mean actual bucks. Shadrach has been at the Madlanga Commission this week, and I'm going to explain it all. Welcome to another episode of Real Problem with Chester Missing, where a ball of latex explains all the news on the internet. If you live in Joburg, come see me on the 6th of March at Hotel Sky in Sandton. You can book at Quicket. I'll put the link in the comments. Halala. Let's do it. Shadrach Sabir is the suspended Deputy National Chief Commissioner. His boss is Fani Masemola, who's the head of the police force in South Africa. Imagine reporting to a dude called Fani. How was work today? Oh, it was funny. At the Madlanga Commission into the police corruption, Fani Masemola accused his subordinate, Shadrach Sabir, of protecting crime cartels, of being part of how the now famous political killings task team in KZN got shut down and told us that information from devices seized from Cat Matlala's house in 2024 showed evidence collusion between Sabir and Matlala. Evidence that he ordered the removal of 121 case dockets to protect the Big Five crime cartel and accused him of outright murdering Kermit the Frog. Okay, I'm kidding about the last one because we couldn't have a puppet murdering another puppet. Clearly, Cat Matlala has his hand in Shadrach Sabir's ass. And the crazy thing is Shadrach Sabir's sidekick is a dude called Fani Nkosi, who's alleged to have picked up bags full of cash for Shadrach. So Shadrach is so hilarious, he's literally sandwiched between two Farnies. Okay, we have no evidence there was actually cash in that bag, other than the fact that obviously it's cash in the freaking bag. It's either cash or lingerie. Either way, I have questions. Previously at the commission, Witness F, and I'm confident the F also stands for Fani, told us he worked as a runner between Shadrach Sabir and the Big Five cartel, explaining how Shadrach was the go-to guy in the police force for alleged crime bosses. I know, Shadrach Sabir was a policeman like I'm a Power Ranger. Futsak! Remember that all of this was set off by General Mkhwanazi last year, who accused some key police officers and politicians of corruption and said that the KZN-based political killings task team had been shut down to protect a crime syndicate. Shadrach Sabir is accused of being a key player in all of this, even though his first name makes it sound like a discount clothing store. Shadrach, will you buy clothes that nobody else wants? So the accusation is that the 121 dockets the task team were investigating were causing problems for Cat Matlala and team, and in turn for Shadrach Sabir's bank balance. And when your first name is Shadrach, you need all the money you can get. At the commission so far this week, Shadrach Sabir has done nothing but evade and flim-flam like a boss, like a kid caught with his hand in the cookie jar, who is now trying to deny the fact that the cookies ever existed. He's been doing two things. Either he delays or he argues. That's it. It's delaying or arguing. The first day, he tried to read his whole CV. The entire CV. I'm surprised he didn't start with his junior school report card. Shadrach is very good at the egg and spoon race, except he stole the egg. Judge Madlanga and evidence leader Adila Hasim had to ask him to speed the hell up, which is ironic because Shadrach's main argument against the need for the political killings task team is that he thought they were too slow. Shadrach is a wall of irony. I would say it's funny, but that's a whole other police general. So the first day of his testimony mainly involved Shadrach trying to convince us that General Mkhwanazi was just jealous because they competed for the same job and Shadrach got it somehow, and accused Mkhwanazi of running a smear campaign against him on TikTok. Judge Madlanga quickly kicked that bullshit out because he didn't actually come with any evidence for his opinions, which is ironic because that's exactly how most of TikTok works. If Shadrach wants to say unsubstantiated bullshit about TikTok, he should do it on TikTok, not in an actual commission of inquiry, you clown. Apparently, police officers are not allowed to have social media accounts, which makes you wonder how he knows what's being said about him on social media. It's like complaining about the food at the strip club to your wife. You snitched on yourself, Shadrach. General Sabir believes that he's been a victim of targeted campaigns by Mkhonto we Sizwe Party, who he thinks are trying to label him as corrupt, which is wild. MK is the party of Jacob Zuma, Mr. Gupta Pants himself. The MK party calling you corrupt, Shadrach, is like Kenny Kuneni calling you shallow. And let's be clear, if Kenny Kuneni were any shallower, he'd be a water reservoir in Joburg. General Sabir did all the usual bullshit. The same as we saw with suspended police minister Sen Zungunu. They both arrive overconfident, thinking they're gonna win. They both insist that everybody knew the team would be shut down. They both insist that they have documents for days and swear blind they can prove everyone, even the Oros man, Moshe from Takalani Sesame, and Sia Kolisi were aware that the task team needs to be shut down. But then they can never provide any evidence for all of that cuck. They always arrive at the commission confident that they know exactly where the evidence is, and suddenly the evidence is gone, vanished like the money in Ramaphosa's couch. And then they sit there staring at Judge Madlanga like a guy with no TV being asked to pay a TV license. When National Police Commissioner Fani Business Masemola went to the commission, he said he was surprised the task team was being shut down. Now we got to listen to the Deputy National Commissioner tell us he was surprised that Fani Business was also surprised. This is like watching an episode of Desperate Housewives, but with police generals.
Or you're skeptical that the National Commissioner says he was surprised by the decision of the Minister of the 31st of December. Is your position that you were not surprised?
I was not surprised, and I don't agree with the National Commissioner.
You were surprised that he was surprised.
This is the cuck our government has to spend money on. If you give Shadrach Sabir a surprise birthday party, he will tell you he is surprised that he is surprised. Shadrach Sabir insisted that everyone, including the head of the PKTT, General Dumisani Khumalo, who has spoken out strongly against Sabir for his involvement in shutting down the task team, knew that the task team was being shut down. Do you understand how insane that is? That's like trying to convince us that Tuli Madonsela used to regularly go for swimming lessons in Jacob Zuma's fire pool, or telling us that Fikile Mbalula is Helen Zille's side chick. I have never seen anyone such complete cuck with utter confidence. Okay, other than the State of the Nation. He distracted and delayed like a pro. Sabir told us that the 121 original political killings task team, PKTT dockets, that he's been accused of deliberately hiding under the rug to protect the Big Five crime syndicate, were a complete waste of time, and that the cases had gone cold to start with. In fact, he said the cases had been refrigerated, but then also told us that Cap McClellan donated 10 fridges to the police as a gift. It was like the metaphor was also a bribe. No wonder Shadrach was so chilled. Even the dude's career's on ice. I can keep going all day. It's not Fani, it's Shadrach. He even told us who got the famous Brazilian butt lift. I know, he revealed it. Just Willie threw that in the freaking mix. Remember when Darylene James from the ad hoc committee asked Cap Matlala to his face in jail if he's ever paid for someone to get a BBL and he said no? Well, look at this.
Have you ever personally paid for cosmetic procedures, namely a BBL, a Brazilian butt lift, right? For a senior member within South African Police Service?
No.
You've never paid?
No.
Okay.
So now we have evidence that Cap McClellan lied about bribing someone with an extra booty. Because remember at the Madlanga Commission, Brigadier Rachel Macheng revealed that she both oversaw the dodgy contracts Cap McClellan had with the police force and admitted to being his on and off girlfriend? What type of alternative universe do we live in where the police think this cuck is normal? Well, Brigadier Rachel said she also knows who got the Brazilian butt lift, and it wasn't her. Who in the hell is in a relationship with a dude who's paying for another woman to get a Brazilian butt lift so you get the booty call but someone else gets the actual booty? Ironically, Cap McClellan is also an asshole. Meanwhile, robbing the police blind, allegedly. Brigadier Rachel also admitted to being bribed with Ozempic, which is a drug that helps you lose weight. Ozempic and butt lifts? Cap McClellan is reshaping the police force, literally. So this week, clearly as a distraction from his own bullshit, Shadrach revealed who got the famous BBL, allegedly. He said it was Acting Deputy Commissioner for Crime Intelligence, Hilda Sentumule. I say allegedly, but a bribe with a BBL is the kind of evidence we can all see. Where's the corruption? I'm sitting on it. It's also like Ramaphosa's couch. And what is wild is it was reported in the media today that Hilda Sentumule now says she has nothing to hide. Do these people not think before they speak? It's a BBL. The entire point is to not hide it. Where's the evidence? It's in her jeans, Your Honor. Sabir even told us that he knew it was her who got the BBL because she couldn't sit on her ass for 3 months.
Somebody spoke about the BBL. And I know Commissioner Khumalo was also asking questions about the BBL. She reported to me she was sitting in, she could not sit in the car. She was lying in the car because she had to spend over 3 months without sitting.
Who is she?
General Sintumule.
That is insane. She had to drive around lying flat in the car like she's some kind of crime-fighting surfboard. What the hell are our police doing? It turns out she was also the person who delivered the infamous 121 dockets to Shadrach Sabir. It's like some kind of crime freak show. And Shadrach Sabir threw all of this into his testimony like a man trying to avoid being caught cheating. Did you cheat? You're like, hey, look, there goes Thabo Bester. At one point, Sabir even explained that he couldn't get to crime scenes fast enough because he drove a small BMW and he needed a 4x4. So he went and got himself a Porsche 4x4. What type of logic is that, Shadrach? How could you afford a Porsche, firstly, and have you not heard of Suzuki? If you ask Shadrach if you receive a bribe in a bag, he's going to say, no, it's not my fault, the ATM was closed. He even tried to throw in the very well debunked complaint by Mary De Haas, the nutjob professor who turned out was not a professor from KZN, about the political killings task team. Remember De Haas, the auntie who doesn't even know how to swear to tell the truth?
Say aye and state your names in full.
Aye, sorry?
And then state your names in full.
Okay. Oh, yes, my full name. Sure, of course. Yeah. I'm Mary De Haas. Yeah.
Well?
Okay.
Can you say I?
Yeah. And the rest?
You say I?
Yes.
And then state your names in full?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you do that?
Do I need to raise my hand?
No. You will raise your hand later.
Okay.
So Shadrach has spent 3 days of taxpayer money trying to convince the commission that shutting down task teams is very normal and that this one needed to be turned into a unit. Because that's how the police talk, because they're not a team. No, it's a unit. What's the difference? Oh, we're a bit unsure. As far as I can tell, a unit is just a team for corrupt people. The evidence leader and commissioners nailed him harder than a product at Builder's Warehouse, because being the second most powerful police officer in the country, the buck stops with him. And by buck, I mean impalas that he apparently got from Kat McLala. They roasted him so hard, he's going to have to report to Nando's for basting. He had clearly shown support for the political killings task team in 2024, just months before it shut down, and suddenly could show no paper trail that anyone else agreed with it shutting down, but it urgently needed to be shut down. I wonder why, Shadrach. It's almost like Kat McLala's got you on WhatsApp. Oh yeah, we have the WhatsApps, well, via another guy. The clear consensus is that all of this was a cover for getting rid of an effective crime-fighting team to protect a crime syndicate, and allegedly maintains to Shadrach Sabir's lifestyle. You have e-bucks, Shadrach Sabir has Kat McLala bucks. Literally. Allegedly, I've got to say, because you can't have a puppet suing another puppet. Today, the evidence leader got Takalani Shadrach to admit that by removing the dockets, he had defeated the ends of justice. But he still insists he's being punished for being too effective. Yeah, clearly, Shadrach, you're too effective at helping criminals. By the time this is done, Shadrach is going to have to change his name to Shaggy. It wasn't me. Thanks for watching, my darlings. Please remember to like and to subscribe to the channel so that you can see more puppets on the internet. I love you. Kabecha, kabecha. Futsak, especially if your name is Shadrach.